Or that's what I thought it was. This would have been before the days of anything being plastic, so I think it was glass of some kind, but it wasn't china.
But you never saw a, you wouldn't have called it a, like a china egg?
No, no. In fact, I don't remember a name for that kind of egg at all. I'm sure there was one, but I can't recall it.
But that, what I said, the
china egg, no, I never heard of that.
Well, now,
except like, you know, a china Easter egg or something like that, but not in connection with the setting hen.
Well, you said that in the well, and milking the cow, you had a pail. What was that made of?
Metal. We had old wooden buckets at our well out there. We had a cistern. But the milk pails were metal.
And the water was wooden buckets. Can you have a wooden pail or a metal bucket?
Well, I'm sure you could, but I always would call a wooden one a bucket, and either a pail or bucket for a plastic now or a metal one. I'd be more likely to say pail for plastic, and I don't know why, but I seem to call it a plastic mop pail a lot, and I don't say bucket much anymore at all.
Now, did they come in different sizes, like when you were a child? Like, were there different kinds of those wooden buckets and metal pails? Were they different?
Well, the wooden ones, I believe, were bigger. And then we did have, wooden vats, maybe you would call them, that were it was, say, the bottom of a barrel that had been cut off and used for a watering trough.
How many of those do you have?
Oh, not many. I don't remember, but maybe two.
So you say you had two troughs?
Oh, well, the watering troughs now were oblong things sitting down on the ground. I'm talking.
They weren't made for the barrels then?
No, not the watering troughs, but I'm thinking that we probably call those vats, maybe, which is not a very good word for that as I think about it now.
Well, now, you said you had wooden buckets, so what held them together if they were, the staves or wood, I suppose, you know, those,
they may have had metal staves around them. I remember there was a wire, handle thing that hooked into the sides. Is that called a bale? I'm not even sure what it, seems like you do call that the bale.
What about on the barrel? What held it together?
Staves.
You call the thing that went around the stave? Have you ever heard it called anything else? Like, when you...
Hook is what you're saying, yeah.
That's the same thing, then?
Well, now, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the stave is the part that goes up and down the pieces of wood themselves. I don't know. But I know what I call it, and that was barrel staves. But I was a city child. Maybe I was just too dumb to go to the country.
Well, out on the farm, since they had hogs, do they feed them from the kitchen?
Scraps. They fed the dog scraps.
Scraps in?
What did they put them in?
Before they took it out, you know, to let them accumulate.
Bucket or pail.
Do they call it that? You ever hear like of a...
Well, now, I know about pig slops, if that's what you're asking about, but as to what they put it in, I don't think of anything except just a little bucket or pail.
Well, you said pig slops. Would you call it a slop bucket or a slop pail? Or is it just a garbage can?
They might have called it. I don't remember about that. Now, slop jars I know about, but it might have been called a slop pail. I do not remember that.
Well, what in the kitchen here? What are you cooking? What do you have?
Utensils, you mean?
Like the frying.
Okay, frying pan. That's interesting because I say skillet a lot more now than.